This is CPR News in KRCC. Coloradans are spending a lot of money on sports betting. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The state released new data showing that the amount wagered on sports in April was 60% bigger than April of last year. That's almost $400 million in wagers. But the house doesn't always win. Casinos and sportsbooks only pocketed $23 million after paying out winning bets. And there are so many operators offering so many promotions to attract customers that larger profits will be hard to come by. DraftKings, one of the largest sportsbooks in the U.S., reported a net loss of $468 million in the first quarter of this year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Colorado man is sentenced to almost 3.5 years in federal prison for creating fake businesses to apply for COVID relief money. Daniel Stonebarger of Highlands Ranch received $855,000 that he spent on a Peloton and resort and travel expenses and to pay for a wedding. Along with the prison time, he'll have to pay back most of the money. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is making an academic argument for keeping U.S. Space Command in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
In a letter to military leaders, Representative Neguse and more than 21 higher education leaders outline all the ways, from space research to the state's workforce, that makes Colorado the suitable permanent home for Space Command. Neguse, a former University of Colorado regent, says keeping Space Command in Colorado with its access to research universities will help protect national security. Colorado's Congress members have been pushing to keep the headquarters at Peterson Space Force Base instead of moving it to Huntsville, Alabama. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver can expect rain this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.